The news is out that JKS been officially dropped from G2. He's gone into free agency. They all said thank you, miss you, love you. And obviously, you can imagine what's happened since. This is the official announcement, right? Now, we all knew this was coming. And I just want to make it abundantly clear. You are going to have to live with the insufferable reality that for every day before the major starts, every roster move, people are going to say, oh, you should just add JKS, JKS. I'm looking for an AWPer. Yeah, but get JKS. And by the way, I've seen this. I'll show you. Every move, get JKS, get JKS. If you don't get JKS, then, you know, do you really care about your team? So the reality is, of course, that nobody bought JKS. Nobody's gone out of their way to get JKS. The orgs that have approached to get JKS, JKS himself said, nah, I ain't joining you, right? I know. It ain't just Bleed, guys. Like, people have inquired, and JKS is doing this thing because, obviously, I don't know. I want to talk to him about it. I wish he would come on a podcast. I mean, I haven't asked, but, like, you know, I imagine it would be in, though. But I would love to talk to him about it because I just wonder if he's starting to, like, buy into this cult of personality around him, because for me, like, I don't know, just get on a team, get playing, like, not a total shit show nightmare team, but just like a decent team. Yeah, Falcons is looking possible now, I would say. But anyway, it's like he's turned down some teams, and it's like, you know, should you be, whatever. But anyway, he's waiting for the right move, so that's why he's not on a team. But everybody on Reddit and HLTV are going to tell you that, you know, this is going, you know, like, any move, if anyone gets dropped, they should pick up JKS. You're going to hear that a million times between now. And it is going to get worse after the major. I've unironically seen him recommended for Astralis when Blame F went. I've unironically seen him, it's just ridiculous. Na'Vi, you know, like, teams, it's like, what? Why would any of this happen? Now, this annoyed me. They're doing this thing, like the king of Katowice with a crown.
Hi guys, my name is JKS.
What can you do to help me win a trophy?
JKS starts. Beautiful! Oh! They don't want to give him any chance of finding 1v1. Now he knows a second player is ready to swing, but can he finish the job? Tag to JKS! They're both missing everything! Yeah. It's gonna come down to the knife fight!
Could still lose it, should still lose it! Oh, no scope from JKS for the win!
G? G.
G.
G. G. G.
Team?
No.
There's a gap. That's enough for Nico. You would hope. JKS helps with the crossfire, commits and drops the bomb. James looking nowhere and no time to do it here for VP. They are going to get absolutely burnt alive.
Yell's going to get a rude awakening around that corner.
Still gets, yeah,
still gets the headshot. It's JKS that's farming up. A triple quad kill from JKS.
This is what we're all here for. Who's ready for a grand final?
Bomb's not on his site yet. And, well, maybe you don't have to worry about that. JKS, the author, of course, gets the double up to close the deal.
With the support of Monacy.
A plea. As you like from JKS. Supreme on the MP9. Give it to him. He takes it by force. An ace for the Aussie.
When they smoke this, so
first
surely
one fades. He's going to try to find the angle again. He just got broken off. Twist.
Oh, my God.
Class world champions.
Your Katowice champions.
Your IEM Cologne champions.
It's G2.
It's a reward that has so many different meanings for the players that are on this stage, Trace. For JKS, it's coming back from the nowhere. Fourth grand final won in a row ever since he stepped in for FaZe Clan.
Justin kicking off the game helped us a lot. He had a very good performance, so it helped us throughout the whole series, I would say.
It's just a really great tournament to play, honestly.
So there you go. And you have to hand it to G2 that even when slightly above average players leave, they do put on great videos for them and that sort of thing. This branding of him, you know, this king of Katowice, can anyone explain to me why he is the king of Katowice? Like, he's won it twice, okay? He's won it twice. The Astralis core have won it twice. The Fnatic core, Flusher, Crims and JW, they've won it three times. So how is he the fucking king of anything? If you're the king of something, it means you're the best. See them awards, I am the king of esports journalism. Right? See how that works? Yeah, no one's come close. Right? And maybe one day they will, but for now, the crown is mine. He's won it twice. Twice. Like many other players, and not even the most, and not even joint the most. So, why the fuck would anyone like call him the king of Katowice? I just don't get it. But anyway, there we are. So G2 have dropped that fucking dollop of shit. That's now official. That's like, you know what I mean? That's like codified into the fucking world. So it's going to get repeated ad nauseum for the, till the end of time. So anyway, the reaction to him being officially in free agency. I mean, keep in mind, you know, we knew he was going to go to free agency. It's just like nothing I've ever seen. They were a bit more tempered this time on Reddit. But like they're like, you know, minus Kios and plus JKS. He's never going to play on a team like that. He's not going to play on a team like that. Like his options probably in his mind, just looking at his career, it's like a top five team, the bag with Falcons, or I go back to Australia. Please don't go to NIP jail. I mean, we've already established from his de facto agent, Sponge, that he wouldn't do that. Haha, you should go back to G2. Bleed minus Lonks plus JKS. You saw it here first. He's already turned down Bleed. That's a matter of public record. Loads of jokes saying this tweet is also how JKS found out about it, when, of course, that's... We've established the whole ghosting narrative was Chad exaggerating on a podcast. And in fact, it was a total of like 2 weeks where they were like, look, we're gonna get you a replacement player. People are linking him with Liquid. I hope he goes to Falcons. JKS under Snappy would be, quote, magical. All right. Minus Skulls plus JKS. By the way, actually a move that I could see happen. Like, Skulls sort of hasn't got off to a great start. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But it will be in the back of their mind, probably, that, you know, we could get JKS and slot him in. So that's actually one of the moves that's viable. You know, Skulls is also the one with, like, the least reputation, and therefore in the great roster move world, the fewest lives, the fewest chances. So there's that. The best Australian of all time. Team Liquid should pick him up. JKS is the one true hope of Oceanic Counter-Strike. Get rid of your Kindar plus JKS. I don't really understand how that sort of works as a like for like. Maybe you would swap them around. Don't even understand what's going on down here at the bottom. Good riddance, overrated ruiner, downvoted. Get him in phase to replace Rain. At least that's getting downvoted now. NRG, obviously not going to happen. So they was paying him while replace. Okay, least, you know, most aware CS fan. Liquid minus Skulls plus JKS would be litty titty. Downvoted, I guess. I mean, you know, people agree with the sentiment. It's just the phrasing really there. Kind of messed it up. Hopefully FaZe picks him up. Either Brokey or Frozen needs to go. This is what I mean. Like this, you can tell he's got the G2 flair, or as I call it, the mark of the fucking beast. He's actually proposing, let's replace our AWPer with JKS. Let's replace Frozen, top 20 player, with JKS. They've got to go, Robbie. The world of the fucking CS fan is something else, and G-tards are something else within that. So anyway, that, you know, listen, I actually didn't hate these reactions, and I don't hate all of the suggestions. And so I'm going to extend an olive branch this video to Reddit, because HLTV may have a bigger problem with JKS. And what I did a while ago was when I did that video called like the cult of JKS, where I was sort of demonstrating this is weird cult of personality around this one player. I sort of did collect. I did for over the course of 1 week, I took every JKS thread and just saved them into a document. And it was just a random 7 days. And then loads of people started like DMing me abusive stuff, going, you're obsessed with JKS. And I was like, well, I've done 3 videos on him out of like thousands, but okay, I suppose. So I'm going to sit on this and wait a while and see what happens with his career and see where we're at. And then anyway, it got to this and I'm like, well, I'm out of shit. So I'm just going to shoehorn it in a sort of terrible segment that when it goes to YouTube and they go, you're obsessed with him. old man can't stand JKS. And it's like, again, it's none of it's really criticizing him. It's like criticizing the fucking all the mentalists. But you won't believe it when you see it. Also, by the way, one thing I'm super disappointed with is I didn't get to archive any of the Richard Lewis's dead HLTV threads. Missed them all. There was five. They all got 404'd and I didn't see them. I bet there was some banger content in there. I'm like, oh, no, it's lost the time. Lost the time. So there was like stuff like this. Now, keep in mind, I understand on HLTV, and we'll talk about this in a second, some of it's bait, right? But here's the point, right? A bait still requires you to care enough to make a fucking thread to bait people on HLTV where everyone is a fucking moron anyway. Here's the thing, like, a bait is you say something false, double down on it, and it frustrates intelligent people. No, I'm right. And you wind them up and you agitate them. Like, just saying things to morons. But anyway, here you go, like, JKS to Vitality. It's confirmed. There is a troll account called Justice for JKS who posts, like, a lot of stuff. You'll probably see him in a little bit. This is kind of where we're at with it, right? Like, this is the level of discourse around JKS. Yeah, dunno. Just grief in the forums at this point. Surely it won't happen, but maybe it will. Thoughts? JKS to Astralis there. This is a totally real, plausible roster move. That could totally happen. Just grief in the forums, like, sorry. Dunno, is it? I was just thinking about JKS again. So, you know, is it possible? Look, we'll get to the real stuff now, right? Like, because obviously there's just threads linking in with like every top team and would he go to NIP and would he do this and would he do that. And it's like, I don't know. I think you might be overrating him as kind of the, you know, panacea for every team's ills. But what I'll say is this. I did postulate in a previous video and I said he was Reddit's most overrated player. That was the title of the video. You've seen it, right? You were all in there downvoting it, saying 39-year-old man, how dare he care about the game he's dedicated his life to, and he doesn't even play it, and he doesn't even understand it, and all his opinions are bad and garbage. So, you've seen that video. Well, listen, maybe HLTV has more of a problem. That's the olive branch, Reddit. You can grasp the olive branch if you want. You don't have to take it, but I'm offering it. Because I went, and this was just in the roster mania period, right? So, between the 26th of December and the 5th of January. This was the time span. I was sort of like, let's just see how many times JKS is mentioned on HLTV forums. And I said, look, I don't think there'll be much in this, but let's just do an experiment. I get bored. I've got nothing but time, you know, the fucking, you know, not even drinking these days. It's like fucking just, you know, fill the hours, right? So, anyway, let's just go through. And these are all of the threads that got made in that time period, right? And again, I want to reiterate, you will see some of the same users over and over again. You will see users called, you know, Justice for JKS or whatever, right? But understand again, I know they're baiting. People always go, he doesn't even know it's a bait. No, of course I know it's a fucking bait, right? I was baiting people on forums and shitposting back when it actually meant something, not like this garbage. But the fact remains, you still have to create an account, Justice for JKS. You still have to make daily threads about it. It's still an investment of your time. And if you were to tell me you're just doing it to wind people up, you know, obviously not. You obviously give a shit, right? So are you really baiting if it's actually your secret desires? So anyway, JKS is a Tool fan. He likes to ban Tool. Don't you guys think it's proving that JKS is such a smart, great player? It's a well-known fact that people who enjoy progressive music are very intelligent specimens. Tool being prog metal band made JKS fall in love with them. Once I met JKS on Tool concert, I saw him kissing their drummer. Now, I know this is a bait, but why would you post this? Why? Why would anyone post this? I just don't get it. JKS rumours. Have we been fooled? For weeks, HLTV's forums have been on fire with debate about JKS. There's even been more JKS threads than Donk threads. That's impressive, considering Donk is literally four times the skill and cultural impact of JKS. Now, after weeks of heated debate, after many users banned, we stand before the carnage and must ask, have we been had? Have we been fooled? What if all these accounts criticising JKS were actually made by JKS and Sponge? What if they knew their conspiracy would keep JKS's name in the conversation and ensure he finds a new home? What if we all took the bait when these fake accounts with fake flags baited us into debate about JKS? These fake accounts criticised JKS for being mediocre with stats way less than other players in his roles, with basically zero passion or communication or initiative. How could we even entertain these criticisms? We know JKS may be a 20-year-old whose career is on a clear decline, but that doesn't mean G2 should have benched him, even if he has problems that never improved and was clearly no longer a good fit for the team. HLTV users were right in saying they knew better than the players and the management. JKS to TSM, is it possible? JKS joins Bleed. It's time, JKS. Do not miss out on the Copenhagen Major. Join Bleed. Get back to scrims. Get back to work. Kassad loves you. You won in Shanghai with Nafly during Renegades. Been watching your journey ever since. It's time to join a team and please compete at the Copenhagen Major. Someone check in on B-Baby. He's probably not having a good time now. JKS is love. JKS is life. I love JKS so much. I had all the merch and frag movies. I prayed to JKS, it's that guy again. I prayed to JKS every night before bed, thanking him for the life I've been given. JKS is love, I said. JKS is life. My dad hears me and calls me a gay. I knew he was just jealous with my devotion to JKS, so I called him a cunt. Nico, JKS facts. This is a stats-related meltdown. So you can see, the theory is here, without JKS, G2 wouldn't have won anything. JKS was the only one performing in the elimination rounds, and he attempts to debunk it through the use of stats. See here, total 64 matches, higher rated. I don't even know what he's trying to say. I can't do it. I haven't got the fucking requisite parts of my brain missing. But anyway, I hope JKS comes back to Australia, says Justice for JKS. I love watching the old Renegades 100 Thieves roster at 3 a.m. when they played, because it felt like their wins had some kind of meaning. I'd never get that feeling watching them in Collar G2. Renegades getting top four in a major was so cool to watch, but now watching them get top four at an event, it's a disappointment. It's a disappointment that never happens. JKS declined Bleed. Thoughts? Don't need to go into that one. JKS, Lamau. He declined Bleed, which means he thinks he deserves a better team. Guy is delusional and arrogant. He will not get a better offer. Listen, I love Kassad. I think he can do better than Bleed. I think JKS can do better than Bleed. I'm not that much of a hater. I'm sick of JKS, right? From the account, I kind of like Config, who loves JKS, according to his fan heart thing. It was funny at first, but now it's just lame. Delusional JKS fan, aka Sponge, aka JKS, would be ashamed of us all. I think he's upset at the sheer volume of spam. Which, by the way, I don't think you guys are quite ready for. You probably think, oh, there's about 10 more threads to go. Yeah, okay. Remember, this is a period of like 10 days, 9 days. G2 plus JKS minus Nico. I know it sounds crazy, but it might just work. Nexa plus JKS is an amazing combo. Nico clearly the problem, and Major have no. G2 JKS sounds like nice, and he's maybe going to 2024. And it is this guy again. Yeah, you're gonna see lots of people dedicating a lot of time to this. Mouse Academy plus JKS. Thoughts? Yeah, let's get that 10-year, 28-year-old into the Mouse Academy team. That's a fucking tantalizing prospect right there, of course. Right? Why not? JKS in Mouse. Do you think that's happening or Brawlham? Right, again, why would that be the thing? Not a problem. You like this one? Coming soon to Netflix, the JKS Paradox. Again, level 10 grinder. HLTV legend, still not banned. All the HLTV attention JKS is getting, both from his critics and those baiting his critics, because he has no genuine defenders, only fake flag Aussies, JKS will likely get hired for clout somewhere. Of course, no one argues he shouldn't have been dropped. He clearly didn't have chemistry with the core three of Nico, Munisi and Hunter. The only users who say he shouldn't have been dropped are baiting. And honestly, props to them, because this being funny. All this attention may secure him a spot on their tier 2 roster he deserves, and we'll get to see his 28-year-old 1.02 rating brilliant shine once more. TLDR, we may look like haters, but we supporters. My HLTV account there, guys. Probably too obvious at this point. May as well come clean. I have been level 10 grinder the whole time, named after my favourite app on my phone. JKS is noteworthy. Praise JKS. JKS appreciation thread didn't do too well. Hello, men's. I wanted to create a space for us all to discuss and appreciate the incredible talent of the Australian CSGO player, JKS. JKS is the perfect combo of beauty and skill. That smile, that smile, that damn, damn smile. JKS. Earlier on Sunday, Ksad revealed on Twitter that Justin JKS Savage, with whom he worked during his time coaching Renegades and 100 Thieves, had respectfully refused to join the team. Surely this means he has a better offer, right? I can't wait to see what it is. It was called fucking free agency. That's what it was called. Actually, maybe it is a better offer. I don't know. Ksad, just don't listen to this bit. JKS denied bleed. I think what everyone is pointing out is JKS maybe needs role shift. He wants different roles than he played in G2, as Hooksy told in the interview. And Ksad offered JKS a position in Bleed, but JKS denied. But realistically, I don't think any T1 team will offer him star roles. It's almost like he's not a star player, guys, despite Reddit's assertion to the contrary. Bleed JKS not happening. G2 minus JKS. According to Overdrive, JKS is to be benched from G2. Pretty sure Overdrive said that, like, after it had been announced. JKS, new team, question mark? I think Bleed could have been a good way for JKS to show what he's made of, if he still believes in his own ability, in my opinion. Especially with a coach who knows him inside out. If he's rejected Bleed, do you think he's had a better offer already, double question mark? Or he's going to waste his time on G2 bench for like a year, the way he lounged on bench while in Complexity. It's almost open quals time for the RMR. Seems to me, he's not interested in playing the first ever CS2 major, sad face. Remember, this is over a 10-day period. Hooksy on JKS reacting to that interview. Now that yet another member of G2 has confirmed that GTS had long-standing chemistry problems with the team, will the baiters stop defending him? Obviously, they are just baiting, because no way people actually believe the 28-year-old 1.02 rating quiet mouse shouldn't be replaced before one of the Slavic core. Now that Hooksy has clearly said JKS wasn't vocal enough and didn't give the team what they are looked for, will the baiters stop? Of course not. The grind continues. Every JKS thread increases the likelihood a retirement home like TSM will open their doors for JKS. Of course, JKS underperformed all the other T1 players in his positions, but the baiting on this forum can help him secure a future the rest of Renegades could only dream of. Counterpoint. JKS carried G2. Is there a collective amnesia happening right now? Did everyone forget how insane and consistent JKS was with G2? Literally single-handedly winning them important rounds and games? What the fuck is going on in this forum? Even if you use the rating argument... Statistics. Even if you use the rating argument, JKS still had superior stats while playing absolute bitch roles. JKS, truth.
Good player.
JKS. Lol. Nice. Now you have Hooksy and Nexit in the same team. Went from having too much firepower to too little. So minus JKS was the right move after all. Because JKS doesn't like being a support player, and we already know that. JKS is a star player that plays star roles, according to Hooksy. JKS was already a star player in Renegades 100 Thieves tenure when he was being a stand-in phase during Katowice 2022. He was also playing star roles. In Katowice 2023, he was basically the star player among all the event, along with Hunter. So it kind of makes sense now why G2 hasn't been consistent, and the problem was conflict of roles. Even though I did love, and I love, JKS as a player and as a person, I have to agree he needed to go because support role wasn't his best role and he wasn't doing what he is really good for. This is a problem that occurs in most super teams. Conflict of roles because of star roles. G2 had 4 star players, if you want to count Hunter as one, and switch the star roles between the players doesn't really benefit the team strategy or chemistry. There you go. He was a star player the whole time. I love also the idea star player is just a role now. just a role. I'm going to be the star in this team if that's all right with everyone. Yeah, all right then. Yeah. You can be sick at the game. You're the star player. JKS Cultural Impact from Level 10 Grinder. He lives up to his name. He's powered by pure fucking haterade. Like me. Clearly my account, right? The cultural impact of JKS on the Counter-Strike life world is profound. The fact that dozens of users actually take the bait on JKS threads is stunning. These rather gullible users actually take the bait when other users try to defend JKS, the 28-year-old 1.02 low-energy, low-com boomer. These gullible users try to point out all the reasons JKS got dropped from G2, but they are just taking the bait. Like I am now, I suppose. They can't see it's literally impossible for anyone to think JKS is anything but average. The cultural impact of JKS is nearly that of Sir Donker. Dozens of bait comments defending the indefensible. Sometimes I wonder if JKS is himself in on the joke. JKS truth revealed, level 10 grinder. To the quote from the interview, comms with JKS weren't good, didn't take enough initiative, took too much space on T-side, out of game social issues. I think JKS could perform decently well in another team, but he just didn't fit with this team any longer. He should join Dexter and farm the Oceanic sticker money. All the JKS copers crying, saying the problem wasn't initiative or comms. What do you have to say now? Level 10 grinder again. Like, these are the people in the YouTube comments. You're obsessed with this guy, Richard. Like, I don't know. I've seen obsessed guys. The team clearly needed a change. Removing Swanee was a good step. He wasn't a leader. And no, he didn't leave. That's just PR for him to save face. Removing JKS makes sense. Why would you remove Nico, Munisi or Hunter before removing JKS? Hooksy is likely to go too. Stop crying about JKS. He didn't fit well with the team. They needed a change and now he's gone. They had some good moments, but that's not what G2 want. They want dominance. They want an era. Justin Average, which by the way, I will say this, whoever came up with Justin Average, his surname is Savage. Whoever came up with Justin Average, right, is actually probably a genius. Like, that is fucking... I couldn't have done it better, and I'm really good with these nicknames, guys. Like, you know. Anyway, Justin Average ain't giving G2 no era. GG, GL, go next. JKS new team from our old friend, level 10 grinder here. Realistically, OG or Ents, both of which will be much worse after losing Snappy and Nexa and maybe Madden. If Falcons tries to recruit him, he could help build the team, but ultimately would need to get replaced because he's just not meant to be on a star team. Maybe he retires into Tier 7 Aussie CS. Maybe he goes Tier 3 in NA to play with Nifty. I love that Nifty catches a stray here. By the way, I like... Yeah, this guy's great. Level 10 grinder. What a deranged legend. Even though JKS was never really an exciting player to watch and had absolutely zero stage presence, I will miss him in Tier 1 CS. He showed that players from a Tier 9 region can make it to Tier 1, even if they don't really belong there. It's still inspiring for a non-competitive region like Oceania. That's like the best of his trolls so far. It's the best of his baits, actually. That's pretty good. This thread entitled JKS just says JKS. JKS. This thread, JKass. JKass, the GOAT will retire in Tier 3. Justice for JKS. JKS haters come. Do you also hate the taste of water? JKS is as unhateable as it gets. He did it job well. Never talked shit, never talked in general, and was super consistent. There is literally nothing to hate. Parasocial peanuts are just making stuff up and taking things out of context from interviews. OG JKS, pog, 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 announcement soon. Didn't happen. Bleed JKS, right? Nah. It's JKS's world. Justice for JKS signing in. Him and Level 10 Grinder. Probably the same person, actually. Imagine if they were, and they were trolling from opposite ends of the fucking bait spectrum. That'd actually be fucking legit. I hope that's true. That's my headcanon now. So many haters talking about him now. But I think it's time to face the facts. JKS was a top three anchor in the world, and he will never be replaced. How does Perfecto get a golden pass as an anchor, having average stats, and gets all the praise in the world when JKS outperforms him and gets shit on? Same as Shush, it makes no sense. Hooksy said, they are all good friends, and the issues were in him feeling like JKS wasn't enjoying playing the supportive roles. Take us back 2 years, and everyone was meat-riding support players, but now that it's JKS, he's meant to put up 1.20 ratings as a supportive anchor. I understand why he got kicked. That isn't an issue. But why ghost him for weeks? Why can't JKS find a team that just works? Fuck G2. Fuck Blame F. They ruined his career. I wish he never joined the EU Friendship League and stayed in Australia as a star. There's more. We're still going. We are just past the halfway point. 10 days, guys. JKS, dead career. Kassad said he'd rather sit on the bench than join another tier one team that's not top 10 in the world, which is, in my opinion, a good mentality to have. But he's 28 years old. A 28-year-old man. And soon, he'll be washed beyond redemption. By the way, Invernorvermelior, I am taking that as the, that's it, that is the real title of my esports autobiography, Washed Beyond Redemption. I'm having that. And I don't use teams, I don't see teams that are not Fnatic, Bleed, Niptier taking him anytime soon. G2 without JKS? Will they win Katowice, Cologne, World Finals with Nexa next year against Vitality, FaZe, Liquid, Spirit, Falcons? How many S-tier events will they be able to win with this roster? Discuss. They should be grateful if they can reach a single playoff in 2024. Nor JKS, nor win. Of course, did go 3-0 at the RMR, but, you know, whatever. Let's talk about JKS. Obviously not clicking a link. On HLTV. JKS versus JKS. Who better pit player? Inferno? Need to workshop that one, I think. JKS is tier 1.5. Stop hype him. Wait, what? What? You want me to go back to the other thread? Why, was level 10 Grinder in there? Was he in there, was he? When he's not making the threads, he's steering the threads, is he? JKS is there. Oh, the other one. Okay, right. Yeah, there he is. Who'd be better? Pasha Biceps. Pasha Biceps and JKS used to date. Well, let's just say that JKS got benched way before Call of G2. Just classic homoerotica fan fiction between CS players. Just perfectly normal things to type out. JKS to Lulquid. Looking like G2 have got rid of JKS, he's back in Australia pugging. Could we see him on Team Lulquid? Back in FaZe, I believe. JKS, fucking hell. I wish he'd joined us. I pray Brolan will deliver. Guessing he's a Mouse fan. Mouse era 2024, inshallah. I love JKS. Rooster JKS? Question mark? Or Rooster 2, for that matter. Where do you think he'll end up? Discuss. JKS? I'm just making it because people are asking to stop the JKS threads. Anyway, is there any clip play from JKS you find specifically memorable? Yeah, we saw all of them. A few pistol rounds in tournaments that G2 bombed out of, and then there was the final in Katowice, wasn't there? And there was that smile, that damn smile. JKS, what the fuck? What's going on? I never saw so many threads about him. Level 10 Grinder? Who? Isn't a... Who?
That is type 2. That's fucking brilliant.
Who? Isn't that the Wash? 28-year-old 1.02 boomer? JKS Greyhound Super Team. Top 20 team easily. Aussie powerhouse. JKS threads. They're getting out of control. Have some respect for Justin fucking Savage. Level 10 Grinder. Who? Justin Average? JKS fanboys are the most annoying on this site, that's for sure. Donk666. Wonder if Donk fans are going to fucking clear that fucking bar in 2024. Let's see. JKS, important. We don't talk enough about JKS here. Mezzi is better than JKS by far. Not all time, but currently, of course. Peak versus peak? I aren't think that.
Justice for JKS there.
JKS to Mouse or Apex? Mouse new fifth, or will he replace Sense in Apex, who's still on trial? Easy. Enjoy this. Maybe JKS would work at Mouse. He's been in several teams. A Mouse would need someone with experience for the team, now that Frozen has left, and he could play as an anchor for Jim Fat to frag more and have more confidence. Potential top three riflers one day, this kid. And at Mouse, maybe because they have younger players and not as many active voices in G2, Hooksy, Hunter and Nico, he could have more openness to be heard. It wasn't that he wasn't heard, it's that he didn't speak. Yes, JKS, with his vast experience of playing in three continents, can coach the younger generation. The only issue is, how good is his communication? I think G2 players are exaggerating about his communication and community overreacting. If his communication was so bad, he wouldn't be playing for so many good teams. 100 Thieves, FaZe, standing. G2, he'd be an FPL player to this day. JKS now. He is with so many haters appearing out of nowhere. You guys are the type of people who kick people who are already on the ground. Level 10 grinder. Who? Booker T. Who? So that was 10 days. That was 10 days of discussion around what team JKS was going to play on. So all of which is to say, it's going to be really bad post-major. You're not ready. Because JKS is clearly not joining a team before the major. He's going to wait for the chaos of the major shuffle. He wants to be in a top five team. He thinks he can be there. That's what's going to happen. And, you know, listen, got my own views on that, right? But you are not ready. You're not ready for what it's going to be like. Every single roster shuffle, doing the poker main clap there. Every single roster shuffle is going to be, just get JKS. Doesn't matter what it is. Get JKS. Put him in there. JKS is going to be a good fit. Get JKS. Why don't we get JKS? Oh, JKS available. You are going to see a Reddit thread probably every few days. Has JKS got a team yet? Haven't been following it. And obviously, level 10 grind is going to be there. Who? It's going to be terrible. And I just don't understand it. This is my whole point. Listen, guys. You say I'm obsessed and I'm there. This isn't normal to think this much about one player who's had, like, an all right career. He's come out of a... He's done well to escape the Australian region and have an international career and play on some, you know, decent teams. But this is too much, man. Like, literally... I mean, I remember when they announced that and it was like, these are the most, like, talked about players. These are the cultural impact awards. And it's like Ziwu. It's like simple Ziwu. Nico. And then it's like, JKS is just in there and you're like, I just don't understand. I can't do it anymore. But I will say this. I don't know if I'll put this on YouTube, honestly. I'll make Griff edit it. It's okay, I pay him. I pay him. Not the mods, but pay Griff. But will I put it on YouTube? I don't know. Because the comments will be an absolute train wreck. You're falling for bait. 50% of them. 50% of the threads were from level 10 grinder. He's clearly baiting. How could you fall for it? Why would you fall for the bait? But again, it's not even bait. He's made all those threads about JKS. Who? The 1.02 boomer. I can't deal with it. Like, this is just not normal to think about this player this much, guys. That's the whole point of the exercise. And so to put a pin in the segment, I thought Reddit had a problem. I really did. But I'm starting to realise that maybe... HLTV might be worse where JKS is involved. It's fucking mental. I've never seen anything like that. The sheer concentration of threads about one player because he's available, it's ridiculous. It's just unreal. And even if we take the baits out, it's still unreal. So, yeah, there we are.